Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax Living. Hello, I'm Glynis Crook. Last month I visited the Delheim Wine Estate, which had recently been named the 2024 Conservation Pioneer for the Cape Winelands region. The farm is all about sustainable agriculture, and to improve the quality of its soil, it's growing cover crops between the vine rows, a practice that co-owner Victor Sterling told me is being imitated by vineyards in other countries, including France.
When I started at Delheim, which is now about 27 years ago, my father was still using ploughs and rotavators to clean the rows and get rid of the weeds by mechanical means. And we found that there are other ways that you could do this. By planting cover crops, you're putting down something that is competing with the weeds. If you plant it at the right time of the year, when the soil moisture content is right, when you're going to get a bit of rain, these cover crops, because they grow fast, they outgrow the weeds. So they become competition to the weeds that are normally there that you don't want there. What we now do is even better, is that we let these cover crops grow nice and big and tall. And all we do is we use a roller with actual, like they've got skids on it, and we roll the cover crop flat. So what we do is we actually break the stem of the cover crop, and it goes and lies down and covers the soil. And with that, it doesn't allow the other seeds of the weeds that are there to actually germinate and come through. And that protects the soil from wind, sun. It gives space for organisms to grow in. It allows shade underneath so that the soil doesn't dry out too quickly. And I think because we've been doing this for over 30 years, you can take a stick and you can actually push it through the soil without breaking the stick. That is how loose the soil has become.
For someone like me who doesn't work in this field at all, why is it important, firstly, for it to be loose, and why is it important for it to have carbon?
So the carbon is, I'm not a scientific boffin, but it seems that if the carbon content is correct, then the balance is right in the soil. It means that your organisms can live happily and also your plants can grow healthy. So what we do with the cover crop, so if we have a soil that is becoming not loose enough, then we would grow stuff like a radish. It's got a root that becomes massive and big and swells up. And what it does when it grows, it breaks up the soil, allowing air to penetrate, water to penetrate in the winter. And it actually puts nitrogen back into the soil, and organisms can then feed and live on it and can get back into the soil. The roots of the vine doesn't stay below the vine. It actually comes to the center of the row. So if you look down the row of vineyard, like we're standing here now, and you see two rows of vineyard, the roots, if you make a hole of the vines, will be in the middle here where the cover crop is, not on the side where the vine is, because this is where the food is. This is where everything is happening, in the middle of the row.
And what have you actually got planted here? I see it's quite dry now already.
Yeah, so the previous year we had radishes planted here to loosen the soil, and then we swap it to the next year to grass, which is triticale, which is a mix between wheat and kuroch, and it's actually a very strong growing wheat, and that just gives us a different way of working the soil. With the triticale that we plant here, we get a lot of foliage above the ground, so we can roll it flat and make it like a thick mat, which again protects the soil in the top. So different cover crops do different things.
So we've spoken about keeping the soil loose and also the water retention, protecting the soil, and also the acting as a herbicide. But on the actual vines, you apparently bring in insects to help you protect that. But how can you bring in insects and what does it do?
The problem was that we had in the olden days a huge problem with mealybugs, which is your aphids that you find on your roses in your garden. A mealybug that you would find in your garden on your roses, you would normally spray with a rose care product. If you go and look at this rose care product, it's a very extremely toxic chemical. It doesn't just kill the mealybugs, it actually kills any other insect that is present on the vine. So the wine industry had a big challenge to see how can we do this in a much more natural way that doesn't damage all the insects that are also present there that are natural predators to the mealybugs. And ourselves and Laibach, who's also known for being organically grown vineyards, we got together and we found out that there's an insect that grows on butternuts and feeds on butternuts. And this insect, they love to eat mealybugs, but they only eat mealybugs if ants are not present. So if we could manage the ants in the vineyard, and we can release these parasites in the vineyard, they get delivered to us in little matchboxes, little eggs, And we hang them up in the vineyard, and there's a little hole that they can come out of. And once they hatch, they come out and they start eating the mealybugs. So once we got that going, we suddenly saw that these insects don't just stay on our property. They move around. So our neighbors needed to start managing their way of spraying also differently, otherwise they would kill all these natural predators. And for the last 15 years, we haven't had to use any of the toxic chemicals that you use in a rose care product on our vineyards because we use these insects that we release. And the nice thing that we've got now is that we've got corridors between our vineyards so that there are other insects, other predators living in these corridors, which are natural habitats that are similar to what you would find in our area between our vineyards, where snakes, mice, butterflies, worms, all kinds of stuff can live in. And when they find that there's stuff in the vineyard to eat, they would go into the vineyard, eat the stuff, and go back to their homes in these corridors.
Thanks to Victor Sterling, co-owner of Deline Wine Estate. And that's it for this week from me, Glynis Crook. Take care and goodbye. Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax Living.
For Galinda Moser, founder of Remax Living, life is all about people, their homes, the environment, and of course, music. Because of Galinda's passion for property, Remax Living has become the largest property office in Cape Town. When selling your home, email Galinda at remaxliving.co.za. As your trusted property partner, Remax Living is by far the best way to sell and buy real estate. Remax, the leaders in real estate.